ABC Radio Australia.
Well, international human rights group Amnesty International has criticised the Fijian police force for a lack of transparency following reports of the death of a 26-year-old man who was allegedly assaulted by police officers in Suva. Local media has reported that Joshua Lalalvaki died in hospital last Thursday from injuries he allegedly sustained from being beaten outside a nightclub on the 2nd of September. They're reporting that Fiji's police commander has ordered the Criminal Investigations Department to investigate the incident, which is now being classified as a murder. Pacific Beat reporter Andrew Thompson has been following the case. Andrew, what more do we know?
Well, Catherine, getting direct details from the police has been very difficult. We spent several hours yesterday making calls to numerous people across various departments within the Fiji police force. But police have been unwilling or unable to put anyone forward for an interview or send a statement relating to the incident and investigation. However, we have spoken to Amnesty International's Rashika Dio, who's based in Fiji. She says the lack of media access highlights key transparency issues within the police force.
Joshua's case, it only came to light once the CID commissioned to do the investigation. There was no at all information available on this case. And this also has to do with the fact that he was in the hospital and most likely in police custody, and there was, you know, a lot of information were being withheld.
Ms. Dio has been in contact with Mr. Lalalvaki's family. She says the family believe his injuries were caused by police violence. But it must be stressed, Catherine, at the moment these are accusations and remain unproven allegations.
Right now, I'm still talking to a few people in relation to Joshua's case. At this stage, I don't have access to details that I can share. But the one that we know of is what has been confirmed by the family members of Joshua, as he was having a night out and then got arrested and was beaten up by police officers.
That's Rashika Dayo from Amnesty International. And Andrew, the issue of police brutality has, of course, been in the headlines previously in Fiji.
That's right, Catherine. Amnesty International released a report in 2016 detailing what it called a culture of police brutality and torture in the country. Ms. Dio says while there have been some positive initiatives introduced since, such as officer training programs, she believes because of the lack of transparency within the force, it's hard to determine if the situation has improved.
The fact that the police are not transparent with releasing the number of complaints that they receive on ill treatment and torture by police officers, that the police is not sharing the findings of investigation of this complaint, that the police is not outlining what's the process or the procedure that is being employed to investigate these complaints and what are some of the actions taken as a result. A lot of us on the ground know of many anecdotal evidence and have met people that have been subjected to ill treatment and use of excessive force and degrading punishment and so forth by police officers in the last couple of years itself. But a lot of these people have chosen not to file complaints or they have not chosen to, go to any official channels to report or to go to the media. And as a result, people are not aware whether it's happening or not, but a lot of us on the ground know that it is still an issue. The use of excessive force by the police, the use of, ill treatment and degrading forms of actions and punishment by the police is still quite prevalent. Efforts are being made by the Fiji police force, but they're not enough and they're not being done as urgently as it is needed.
So, Catherine, we'll keep pushing for further details about the alleged incident and the progress of the subsequent investigation.